Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, and we are doing a special episode. We are at AVN Las Vegas at Hardeen, and we have a special guest today, Carmen Caliente. Hello, beautiful. How are you? It's nice to see you. It's been quite some time.
Hi, how are you?
Are you excited to be back in AVN, back in Vegas? Like we said earlier, it's like one of those reunions that you miss everybody, but you feel like you've seen people on social media, but it's like now we're up close and personal. So what have you been up to?
Yes, I am so excited to be back. The energy is insane. I feel like it's something that we took for granted for like a really long time. And now that we're all together again, we're all just like really excited and I'm super happy. Honestly, like I definitely took that for granted. But since then I've been in Florida, just working on my OnlyFans and self-care and being at the beach and all of those things with my cats.
So what made you go back to Florida? I know that's your hometown. Is it because of the pandemic? Did you go back? Did you always want to go back or see yourself there? What made you make the big move?
Yeah, so I feel like I always really wanted to go back, but I would say that the pandemic was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. It made life like really difficult in Los Angeles, especially like where I was in like a city of Los Angeles. There was like a point where we had like a 6 p.m. curfew, which is insane. Like Florida just didn't.
It's free-balling everywhere.
Yeah, you know? I know. And like everything in moderation, but I was like, I did not like being told I couldn't be out past 6 p.m. But even before that though, I'm definitely a Florida girl and the vibe in Florida is just much more relaxed and I want to say like less clicky. I don't know. I always felt like just a little isolated in Los Angeles. Like in all the time that I was there, it was like difficult to make friends with like random people, if that makes sense.
For sure. I feel like LA is one of those melting pot places. And sometimes I feel people always come here for work. Sometimes we don't really kind of make friends out there. You know, I think it takes time. Mm-hmm. But I also feel too, it's like when you work so much, sometimes you don't put the effort into doing those things. And sometimes you just don't vibe with people. So it's like, why not just go back home?
Yeah, so it's big too. Like, I think it's just like overwhelming. I like didn't even know where to start. I was like, where is the spot? Is it Hollywood? Is it Woodland Hills? Like, for sure. This place is huge. Like, I think I was just so overwhelmed for sure. But
well, I'm happy that you made it back home. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes we have to leave to appreciate the things that we kind of like left before. So it's like kind of breath of fresh air.
Yes.
So you said you're doing your OnlyFans, something you're focusing. What kind of things can we see on your OnlyFans? Are you still shooting boy, girl, girl, girl? Yes. Are you doing everything? Are you still shooting for companies?
Yes, yes. So OnlyFans has been such an incredible thing for us performers because we've finally been able to take back like our performer rights, owning our own content. And that's like, we didn't even know, or at least I didn't know that that was the most lucrative way of content. And like, I make so much more comparatively to shooting to companies, but in having my control back now, I'm able to select which companies I do shoot for. I'm able to be more exclusive versus back in the day we were working like shoot to shoot, you know, it was like gig to gig kind of situation. So I've been so appreciative of just like taking back my narrative and rebranding myself like completely. Like it's no longer up to an agent to tell me like, oh, you can't have this hair color. Or, oh, you can't have tattoos. Like I am dictating my brand and that's amazing.
That's amazing. Did you say that with the agent thing? Did you have a bad situation with the agent telling you that you had to be a certain type of way and you feel like you couldn't be creatively Carmen?
I kind of naturally fell into the blonde naturally. Like I'm a bright, like, you know, it's on my side of things naturally. So I wouldn't say that I was like coerced into being that, but it was constantly a thing. You always heard like tattoos or, you know, that puts you in a different type of light, or red hair that puts you in a different type of light. Like it was always just like the talk of like, the do's and do not do's for your brand.
So you just guided and didn't do them anyways, cause you don't want to be a troublemaker.
Right.
So just conformed. So OnlyFans has given you this freedom to do you what kind of things that you were doing before that you're kind of currently now doing on OnlyFans?
Yeah, I do boy girl still. I have a boyfriend, so I've got that consistent dick.
So is it kind of more like a boyfriend experience, or you shoot with other performers, or just your boyfriend?
Pretty much just my boyfriend. I mean, I'm in Florida, so again, I mean, there's not really other performers to choose from. That okay. could be a conversation to be had, but I do shoot with other girls, obviously a lot, all the time. But in terms of males, I pretty much shoot with him, but we shoot like every kind of style. POV always does the best.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Nice.
Personally, but...
So where do you see you taking your OnlyFans in the next 5 years? Are you going to stop shooting for other companies? Are you solely going to see Carmen only on your OnlyFans? What is your like projection for what's next for Carmen?
I would like them to feed each other. I would like them to feed each other. I've put so much effort into both of them, and I wouldn't want to neglect either aspect of my career. You know, I feel that OnlyFans can give me a big push in the industry, and not even that, even if it's a separate from the industry, my finances are obviously number one. So having personal financial goals, like reaching a certain percentage or reaching a certain number, like those are the goals that we have for OnlyFans. And then all that traffic that we have does push our, you know, persona in the industry as well. Mm-hmm. And the industry, the more popular you get as well, pushes your OnlyFans. So I feel like they work hand in hand if you know how to work them.
Mm-hmm. You said you still shoot for other companies. What companies are you shooting for?
Yeah. So I am pretty selective. I do love like more high end things. Lately I've been shooting a lot for Jules Jordan. You know, he's the bomb. We love him. Julie. And Brazzers. And Brazzers. A lot of stuff like that. I would be open to features. It's just crazy how, like, the dynamic of the industry has changed again. Like, we just make so much more focusing on our own thing. And then it's like the thought of doing a feature is more difficult. But at that point, I would simply be doing it for the craft of doing it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
For sure. I think that, you know, when we are creatives and we get to do something that we love, and it doesn't matter, really not about a dollar amount, is the money great? Of course. It's, you know, it keeps us continuing to be creative. But when you're doing certain things, I think it's okay to do select projects if you're really passionate about.
Yes. I think that's where I'm at.
Because
now,
it also,
finally.
See, it's one of those things where you can tell that it's something, if you're being forced to do something, not necessarily you're forced to, but are guiding a line that you would think that maybe you're doing it because everybody else did it, or that's how they got their career, or whatever, mm-hmm. which people kind of have a misconception mm-hmm. of the industry. It's like what works for me is not going to work for you. Our body types are different. Even if, you know, we have booties and it's still the same way, doesn't mean how you entered and how you navigated was either something similar to me. Maybe we had bigger, you know, downfalls or certain things or ways, but I feel like everybody kind of uniquely has kind of, like we said, getting our control back and identifying that yeah. us as individuals can be successful in your own path.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Love it.
100%. We so love our individuality here.
You said that you're currently in a relationship right now, but prior to, what's one of the weirdest dates that you've ever been on? It could have been when you lived in California. It could have been like before you left Tampa.
Okay, I'll just go with the first one that came to mind.
I'm like,
guess.
I know you have something in there. You're
I
like,
I got maybe one or two, and just the. It's funny because, like, again, I think of California, and I think of like the time that I was there, and like making friends was difficult, dating was difficult. I don't know if that's because I was in the industry or just because.
Did you ever try to go on dating apps?
So that's where I was leading into is the I did attempt. Obviously, okay. You know, normal girl.
Did they
girl.
Think it was a catfish?
So no. So I'm talking to this dude. He had a couple pictures, like on his. You know, whatever, how they have a few pictures. Without the beard, he was, like, really hot.
Okay.
And then he had, like, a medium potential. Beard, and I was like, all right.
So there was progressions of beard pics?
In oh. there, yeah. And, okay. like, I don't know why
and
I didn't want to ask.
You matched with this person, or
yeah.
you just were curious?
No, I matched with him, and we were talking back and forth and talking shit about, like, Hawaii. Like, he was, like, surfing out there and, like, whatever. So we're, like, vibing, and I was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, I can talk to this person. Yeah, I'll go to dinner or whatever. And he's like, yeah, meet me here. And so we meet, and he had the longest beard. It was, like, bigger than any of the beards in the pictures. I was like, fuck. Not that I'm against beards, but, like, his was just, like, wild. Like, it was a wild, untamed.
Did it, like, ever, like, when you wanted to braid it? Or you were just totally turned
off by
it?
I wanted to shave it. I was
did
just,
it make
like,
your
fuck.
Pussy dry immediately?
I give people a chance because, like, you know, I see a nice eyes. And, like, I consider myself maybe, like, a guy in the industry. They can focus on one thing about that person. Okay. And if their personality is good, like, I can make it work.
I heard that trick before. I've used it a couple times.
Exactly. I was like, all right, I'm already knee deep into the shit. I'm going to just vibe and, like, whatever. So we're talking. And it's kind of awkward, but, like, it was okay. And then, like, you know, I smoke or whatever. So I was like, we're going to smoke after. And I was just like, you want to come out to my place and smoke? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so he takes me to his place, and we walk in.
You weren't afraid at this point. You were just like,
no,
hey,
at this point, the beard, I was past it. We were laughing.
Okay.
And, you know, you say you want to smoke, and I'm like, yeah. So I just felt like that was all right. He didn't give me, like, you know, scary vibes.
Like you were like gonna watch a movie and never come out of his house kind of vibes. You were like, this is just gonna be a smoke session. And
I felt like it was gonna be a smoke session. I don't know why. Anyways, so I go there.
So it gets better, guys.
Does it? So I go there and we walk in, and first of all, it's like a house, like a nice regular house in a neighborhood. And I'm like, okay, interesting. We walk in and then it's like his brother and his brother's girlfriend in the living room.
Oh,
and I'm like, hi, okay. And at some point he mentions to me, oh, yeah, by the way, this is my parents' house.
Oh.
Okay.
How old is this guy?
Older than me. So at the time I was probably like 23 or 24 and he was probably like 29.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay. Well, I don't see your parents.
You still don't see your red flag at this point. You're
I know there's red flags. The red flags are there, but I'm knee deep in the shit. I'm just like, I want to smoke and like go, you know? So we're whatever. We smoke and we're smoking, right? Oh, No. I got to rewind. Okay. Something so important that I missed. I'm in this dude's house and he's about to roll up and he asked me to grab the blunts from his bedroom. Like, first of all, what the fuck?
Like
I don't know.
Been there before.
Yeah, I don't know. And he's like, and I was like, what? He's like, you know, last door on the left. And it's like, what, you'll see it right there on my desk. Just grab it. Like, he's breaking down the weed. I'm like, okay. So I'm walking down to his room and I like glance. And in every room on the way there, there was like a Confederate flag on the wall. And I was like,
talk about flags.
I was like, I haven't seen one of those in a while. I was like, okay.
Run, Carmen.
Yeah. So like, I grabbed the button. I don't say anything. I walked back. I was like, whoa, this is strange. I was like, these are, again, all red flags. He rolls the blunt, whatever. And then we're smoking it. And then we're talking after. And he like just awkwardly leans in and gives me a kiss. And it was the most awkward kiss ever.
Did you kiss him back?
No. That's why it was awkward, because I was just not prepared. It was so forced and it was so cringe. And then poor guy, if you hear this, whatever. And then I was like, okay, I gotta get an Uber. And then I got an Uber.
Did you tell your Uber driver the story immediately when you got in?
I don't know. I trauma block.
Were you?
I have no idea what happened.
You're like, this never happened.
Trauma block.
It's just good weed. You know, we get good weed. Yeah. You just block out a story.
And then the only other Bumble date I had, I went, like, met him at a bar. He was whatever. I found out he was a fan, like, while he was, like, back at my place when I stayed with Kendra.
Oh.
And whatever. I'd already fucked at this point. And then I found out after.
Him before you knew he was a fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he, like, made it clear. I don't remember.
Did he start calling you Carmen and y'all are having...
I don't know, because I was drunk.
I always feel like when people with
And I wouldn't even notice, because it's, like, when it's your name, sometimes it's, like, you don't even notice when someone... calls you that.
I always think it's funny when they're like, I don't know you, and they'll be like, hey, Alexis, Texas. I'm like, well, I didn't know you.
Let me just say, he made it clear afterwards he knew, but like, so whatever, we fucked or whatever, definitely used a condom. He leaves and I was like, all right, that was weird, not talking to him again. Kendra found his condom in the couch. He like took his condom off and puts it in the couch cushions. Like, who does that?
That's just no home training.
And so I don't go on Bumble anymore.
Bumble is also the girl when it's like the girl is like, like you have to like do or you get to pick, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, you picked this one.
Both of them separately. And then I just deleted the app and I was like
this is not for
and
me.
Then I got some good dick on Hinge one time.
Oh,
but
did you repeat offend?
I did repeat offend.
Repeat offending,
but then
fun.
He was like just strange. He was a strange one. He gives me like the vibe of someone that like came to LA to make it. And just like
struggling.
Was very neurotic though, like one of those just neurotic artsy types. I was like, all righty,
you might see him on Venice Beach maybe.
Yes, like, definitely.
Never know which way you're gonna go.
Yes, always taking like weird obscure pictures of things, you know. Oh, you're so artsy.
Oh, I like
but
that.
Yeah.
Did you and Kendra ever like being living together? Was there any crazy stories that y'all like brought someone back and like joined together? Or was it always just like, because for me, everyone thinks like because you're close with someone that you automatically fuck. Well, it's not always like that. Sometimes it can be, but it's like,
yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't say that like naturally we did. We've only maybe had a natural threesome one time. And then the other time was for like a pound of weed, but.
Gotta do it for a pound.
Two pounds of weed. I mean, like, editing it. The price is up. I'm just kidding.
Okay, yesterday's price is not today's price. You know
insane.
What I mean? This was past. You know,
we're in the future, okay? We've changed. Just talking things of the past.
Who was one of your celebrity crushes growing up?
Oh my God.
Did you have like posters on the wall? Did you have a boy band crushes?
I feel like Zac Efron
was
a pretty solid. Stands out in my mind. Yeah.
Has any of your childhood crushes ever tried to hit you up in DM, or have you met in LA?
Definitely not him, unfortunately.
Zach, where are you? I know you're watching this private talk like, podcast, so we need you to come find Carmen.
I was like, not him. I feel like, well, yeah, Justin Bieber hit me up at some point, and I feel like I was still in like the edge of that phase, you know.
So you like, were a believer?
I was a believer. So, and I didn't believe that he'd hit me up, and I was like so stunned.
So did you? You didn't respond?
No, I responded. I just blew it. I was just awkward.
How did you blow it? Can you tell us? Do you feel like sharing? Mm. It is private talk, Carmen.
Is it private? Well, I was just like, I just don't believe.
How did you know you blow it from a DM? Because it's like,
it wasn't a DM. It was a random phone call. And so I didn't initially believe like why, you know, out of random, like that he's texting me or calling me. I get like a text. It's like, hey, this is JB. I'm like thinking of like, who do I know that has those initials? Because it's like, you wouldn't automatically
assume. And also, how do you get your number?
That person. Well, I know how he got my number, but after the fact.
After research.
Right. So I mistaken him for someone else basically. And I didn't know. And long story short, he like FaceTimed me to like, you know, verify it. Mm-hmm. And I answered it, but I answered it with my thumb on like the thing because I didn't know like who it was. And it was fucking him. And then he hung up because my thumb was on the thing. And I was like, ah! And yeah, that was
sorry,
awkward.
Justin. Did you masturbate to it later?
No, what I cried.
What could have been?
I was like, no. Maybe just cried a little.
Celebrity dick or civilian dick?
Civilian dick.
Why would you say
civilian
that?
Dick all day?
Do you train the civilian dick, or it's just because you're just so used to doing scenes? It's just like, you know, because it becomes work, and not that work isn't fun, but I feel like I always say it. We're sexual athletes, so it's like,
yeah,
we're doing a job and we're doing it justice for the world. You know, one right. orgasm.
But
at
I
time.
Don't feel like celebrities are on the same caliber as us.
Okay,
I just don't. Just because they fuck a lot doesn't mean that they're like great. I feel like they fuck very for like satisfaction and like just very. You know, just to like basically get their nut versus us, we're more into like the
so like
art
a
of it and shit.
Situation, kind of yeah. like you just because you can.
And then again, with a civilian, they're more on like the shit of like, I gotta prove it to you. Like a celebrity's not really on like, I gotta prove it to you type shit. Like a civilian's like, they're gonna like
you want
put the if they've got that,
put that
dick,
work in.
If they've got the dick like that, they're gonna put the work in, you know?
Put that work in.
Prove
put
it to me.
Put that work in. When's the last time you had sex?
Like 2 days ago. And hopefully tomorrow.
What would you say is unique about you?
What is unique about me? I'm very outspoken. I'm definitely passionate about whatever I feel, regardless of like the public's view on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes me unique, but it's something I really like about myself.
You stand up for what you believe.
And I feel like I'm very like raw and like real, and I feel like that is unique nowadays with people just trying to kiss ass and people just trying to like, you know, be someone they're not, even or even in being a character sometimes you lose yourself. But I do feel as though Carmen is me. Like I'm very real, and everything I say is very real. I'm not like, nah, you know, like I mean that shit.
You're not faking it.
No.
If you could change jobs, would you, and what would it be?
If I could change jobs, well, I would start with my original dream job before I got into the industry, which the industry like completely ruined the chances of doing because I got in. I mean, things have changed, I guess, but I originally wanted to be a news anchor. I went to school and I was in TV production every year for like 6 years. And so my whole life, I thought that that was going to be my trajectory.
Okay. Do you have a tagline that you created for yourself when you're practicing maybe for the street?
No, I don't. But I really thought the door was closed. But if it's open, I'll make one up.
You never know. What could it be? Hit something on your head? You know, you're quick and witty.
And that's keeping up with Caliente.
Hey, there you go. Right. I like it. I'm a big believer in manifesting things. And I don't feel like, you know, that things have changed.
Right.
You know
again,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, even if it's on your own terms. Like
exactly.
A YouTube thing,
like, look
or
at yourself.
An OnlyFans
right.
thing. You know, there's so many different outlets now. What I do like also about being content creators in this space is where we have more say. We have these
yes.
things where it's like, I'm going to bust that door open. For me,
yes.
I don't like the word no. I feel like there's always a way.
Right, exactly. And although it might not have been exactly in like the linear way that I thought that it was going to go, I mean, I got out there somehow, you know? And I think that's what my TV production teacher even said to like people when they brought it up to him. He was like, I knew she was going to do something.
Hey, you're a shining star. You got to start somewhere. Maybe you'll be out there. Let's see. Who do you go to for advice?
Who do I go to for advice? That's a really good question, because sometimes I find myself seeking like a mentor, or that's something that I would genuinely love. I had a mentor from high school that was like, she was not too much older than me, but she was like a counselor. And then we became friends after. And for a long time, she would be that person. But I can say lately, I've honestly been a little lost. As you get older and you distance yourself from those figures that you had when you were younger, I do find myself a little lost. I don't really have a strong parental structure. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't.
Well, I feel like it's important. It's one of those things, like, you know, myself, it's like we all have our other stories, but I feel like it's like as the older we do get, we find what we like and what our interests are, and creating a circle that is safe and a space that we can grow with and actually like put off ideas, I feel like is a lot better than creating the space in your head to just figure it out. Because, you know, sometimes we always have the answers inside of us, but sometimes it's good to have a sounding
board. I would
sometimes
love a therapist.
It's good to have...
I would love a therapist.
Things that you can do online therapy, you know what I mean? As far as like Zoom stuff now because of the pandemic, you know, there's ways to do it. I think that if you're saying that out loud, I think that it's something you should put in your 2023.
And oh, it is.
Do it, you know, even if it's once a month, try it out.
Oh, it is.
You know?
I think everyone could use it just because, just like you said, like you've got the things inside of you, but to like learn the tools to like actually hash that stuff out is something that needs to be taught. It's not something that you're like born with.
It's important because it's not, you know, we continue to repeat the patterns that may not fit your life at this moment in time. You know, you just need to know that you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play my favorite game called Truth with Texas. We're gonna get a little bit more spicier. And I know it's caliente, so I know you're not afraid of being spicy.
No, let's go.
All right, so Truth with Texas, we've got romantic, kinky, spicy, and naughty. We're gonna go through all the little things. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold.
What's the wildest place that you have ever had sex?
A hospital bed.
Oh, okay, okay. Was he a patient too? Or
Yeah, he was a patient, yeah.
Do you like dirty talk?
Yes.
Can you give us an example of your dirty talk?
I fucking love to talk nasty. I love to spit on that fucking cock and just...
sloppy over here.
Use these pretty little fingers to just massage those big fucking balls, and then I like to take you deep inside my fucking throat.
That's right.
I love when you make me choke like that.
Okay, I like it. That's a little. I'm sure you can get a lot more of her on her OnlyFans, and you got a custom do some crazy things because you know it just keeps it spicy.
You know,
lube or spit?
Spit.
Paid for sex.
What is it?
Have you ever paid for sex?
Have I ever paid for sex? No, I have not. No, I have not.
Okay. What kind of outfits turn you on? Are you someone that likes to dress up for your man? Do you just like to be naked and ready to go?
What kind of things do I like to dress up in?
Yes.
Myself? Mm-hmm. Definitely lingerie. Definitely okay. like upscale lingerie. I feel like it's just like, I love that like high-end, super sexy, like... bondage even look. Like I love Honey Burdette. Like I love that style. I would say like that's my favorite.
What would you say is your biggest turn off?
Oh god, it's hard to start.
Give me your top three.
Okay, like bad breath.
Okay.
And cocky.
Okay.
And misogynistic.
Fair enough. All right, spicy questions. This is your category for sure. Let's see. What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually? It could be on set or it could be in your personal life. Did anything ever kind of slip, fall, break? Something happened?
I mean, like if you do anal, like a little poo, that's probably like really embarrassing. Or like I'm still, no matter like how much I perform, anytime I'm on like my period and I shoot, even if I have a sponge in, I'm still like squeamish to that shit. I'm like, when it happens.
All right. What's the longest you've ever gone without sex?
I've gotten a minute. Like I know that there was at least,
not very long.
I feel like at least 5 months at some point. At least. It could have been during the pandemic, but whatever. It still counts. I don't know.
Definitely counts.
Yes.
Who are your favorite porn stars to work with?
My favorite porn stars to work with. I love, well, obviously my best friend, Kendra Sunderland. I love Luna Starr, Gina Valentina. Oh, my God. God. So many fucking people.
Is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you want to see you? On your list? Ooh, she's eye fucking me, guys. I'm scared. I know it's one of those things that we've seen each other, but I feel like I was going out the same time. Like I never really was.
Yeah.
Because the last thing that I did was with Elegant Angel. And I feel like, I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. Know Why You Were My Girl movie. That was the last movie that I shot. We did it in Arizona.
Yeah.
If I ever go back and return, you know, you might get your shot, Carmen. Yes. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
Let's see. Have you ever dated somebody older?
Have I dated someone older? Kind of, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate? It sounds a little, little interesting.
I mean, like, you know, I don't know. It's like he didn't pay me, but like he spoiled me.
So like a sugar daddy-ish situation?
Esque, yeah. But I wouldn't do him like that and call him that.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. But I considered it dating in a way because when you spend so much time with somebody, you know, obviously
you
like
have feelings.
Like I'm a genuine person. Like, damn.
Yeah. Okay. Do you still have, you still talk to this person?
No, not really. I probably have him on Instagram.
Have you ever broken up with someone because they were horrible in bed?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like you had a flashback of that experience. Like when I asked that, you're like, oh.
Because the biggest ick for a woman, like one of the biggest nightmares personally for me is like, that's why that whole like get to love them before you fuck them just don't work for me. It doesn't make any fucking sense at all, because like when I get emotionally invested in you and then like all the heat and the tension and the passion and then you pull your pants down and like that shit's small as fuck or something that's like it's like struggle not completely hard like it just ruins all of the things that you put into like whatever that was, and it creates an even more defeating feeling than had you just fucked and not built all that shit up beforehand. The drop is just from so much higher.
So are you always a fuck on the first date because of that situation?
Maybe not the first, maybe the second. The first, I just need to like make sure you're not a serial killer. But okay. I mean, if the vibe is right, like I'm not saying not the first, but like.
But you get it out of the way pretty early so you don't have to devastate yourself if there's something
I need to know.
Doesn't work.
I need to know. That's a really important part of a relationship, you know?
Romantic questions. Making out or cuddling?
Making out.
Dinner date or movie date?
Dinner date.
Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Yes.
How did it go for you?
I can't even really think of particularly who, but I know that I'm bold and like I definitely have slid in some DMs. You know what I'm saying? Like we do our thing.
If you needed a fun, safe word, what would yours be?
Spelunking.
Okay.
Just spelunking.
I'm sure you don't say that very often.
No, that's why
I'd be laughing.
But that's why you know it's like something's wrong because you don't hear it often.
What is your biggest turn on?
When you smell good.
Mm.
Yeah, I love a good smelling man is the first thing. And nice teeth, but like good smelling. If I smell something, I'm like... I literally am drawn in.
Attracted to it. Your nose is fondling.
Oh, yeah. I'm a super nose freak. I'm a fucking nose fanatic. I love lavender, everything. Mm. I'm just like...
Yummy. What are deal breakers for you in a relationship?
Like belittling me in any form because of my occupation. I understand that it can be difficult to deal with for a man. Mm-hmm. I get it. But I also, like, understand the difference between coping with... his feelings and berating me and belittling me and making me feel bad, because at the end of the day, you met me this way. And so you're not going to be able to change me. Like this is just, it has to be taken for who I am at surface value when you meet me. Like don't expect to change me, honestly.
Preach. Kinky questions. Bondage, yes or no?
Yes.
Shower sex or car sex?
Car sex. Oh, car sex.
Do you have any fetishes? Is there something that just, you know, maybe have a little kink that you like? Do you like feet? Do you like...
I mean, I like giving blowjobs. I don't know if that's a fetish, I guess.
It could be.
You know,
you
fellatio.
Like suck in the D? Are you sloppy?
Fellatio, yeah.
Swallow always.
Yeah. All of the above.
Like a good girl.
Yes. All of the above. I feel like it's like I like to impress myself and like impress them, you know? Like that gets me off. I guess maybe even just being a performer, I'm a giver, being a creative, like I get off on like being the wow, them being like, oh my God.
So would you say that's a sex skill that maybe you're most proud of?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. That's definitely on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. Let's see. What is the most number of times that you've had sex in one day?
Maybe like 5. Nothing too insane.
Okay. So you're not a marathon, like all day kind of thing?
I mean, I'd be down. It just doesn't really realistically happen for them, I guess. I feel like a woman can recharge a lot quicker than a guy.
True.
You know? Well, but I mean, it depends on the guy, of course.
Recharging it up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that is truth with Texas. I have one more question, though, because I was really curious because I feel like you're very interactive with your fans. You're very personable. Have you ever had a crazy interaction with the fan?
A crazy interaction with the fan?
Besides the one that you found out was a fan that you fucked. That doesn't count. I feel like, you know, either at events sometimes people get overly excited to see people, or just maybe when you're out in public with your family, your boyfriend, maybe coming out to you, something happened, maybe kind of crazy?
Honestly, I can't think of many things. I feel like I do, like, because I'm so personable, I have a pretty, like, intelligent fan base. They're like, they can read the room. They know I'd say read the fucking room, you know? I'm trying to think. I have, of course, with a boyfriend, definitely been approached by a fan, but I don't consider that weird or disrespectful at all. You're welcome to say hi to me as long as you respect me. And I can't recall a moment where someone like
stepped over a line that was like too much.
Stepped over a line. Okay. I just don't take no shit also. Like, I'm very quick to draw the line fucking 10 steps before that fucking happens also.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. That is the rest of Truth with Texas. Is there anything that you want to promote before we let you go back to AVN?
My OnlyFans at Carmen Cali XXX. That is also the same as my Twitter, Carmen Cali XXX. Instagram, official Carmen Caliente.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas before you leave? It's not as easy when you put them on the spot. You know?
I know.
Like, hey, and then like,
well, I'm going to ask if you eat a lot of like cornbread and like, what are your carbs? Like, what do I need to be eating to get an ass like that?
You know, unfortunately, I was just born this way.
Oh, she hit me with the baby. I was born this way.
You know, being Puerto Rican and like yourself, you know, we have fat booties. You have quite a lovely booty yourself.
Thanks.
I don't really eat a lot of carbs. You know, I just eat whatever
Fuck
I want.
You.
I eat a lot of protein.
I know. I eat whatever I want.
A lot of protein. But for me, I feel like I work out a significant amount that I can pretty much eat what I want. So if I'm going to really indulge, I feel like I more drink my calories, if anything.
Yeah. Well, I need to get into that. That's another New Year's resolution is like helping my like nutrition. I'm like such an energizer bunny and like I love to like do everything and I suck at fucking eating and making time to eat. So I just
meal
like
planning is good.
More.
You know, all those things that are out there, you know, just you know, use them to start, just kick it off and then you can do it yourself.
Yes. 2023. We got big asses and big things coming.
We got it. That's right. You heard her private talk. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you subscribe and go follow Miss Carmen Caliente on her OnlyFans. Until next time. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.